Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 16 degrees in the city on our way to a low of 5. It's 30-mile-an-hour wind out there, for crying out loud. It's cold, kids. Gosh, keep your chickens warm. Hey, in studio with us, Alan Green from Kiwanis International and Amy Kroll. She's the executive director of the Community Youth Concepts, and we welcome them both back to the News Hour. Good to see you again, Alan.
Great to be here. Thank
you. Gosh, it's been almost a year.
Almost a year, yes. I wonder why.
And you keep coming back.
I just keep coming back every year.
Amy, welcome.
Thank you.
This is going to be a fun conversation. You know, one of the things I really enjoy about not only doing the News Hour, but also about the nonprofit work that people do is something called cause marketing. And when you have a cause, whatever that cause is, and you market that to the community as the cause, it's a fun thing to do. And it's really beneficial for so many people. And Alan, the Kiwanis has been doing this for a long time, this basketball jamboree.
Right. The Des Moines area Kiwanis clubs working together have been doing this for 67 years, if you can believe that.
Wow.
So
that was almost the start of basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's been a great run. It's been a great run for us.
67 years of the basketball jamboree. And every time that you do this, are you then donating funds to some worthy charitable organization?
Well, actually, we've raised over $1 million in those 67 years.
Wow.
And we donate all the funds back to kids in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we pick one special project. This year it's Community Youth Concepts. And 51% of the proceeds go back to that special project. The other 49% go to other good causes in the community, scholarships, campships, all kinds of good things that we do to help kids out.
Sure. Alan Green, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiwanis Club here in the Des Moines Metro. How many clubs are there?
There's 7 or 8 right in the Des Moines area.
Wow.
And then we also partner with Ronald McDonald Charities.
Mm-hmm.
And they match whatever we raise, up to $10,000 per year.
Wow.
So it's just a wonderful partnership that we have with them, and we're so grateful for the help that they give us also.
Yeah, absolutely. When is the basketball jamboree? And then we're going to talk with Amy a little bit about her project.
This coming Saturday, the 22nd, at Valley High School. Start about 8:30 in the morning, runs till about 8 o'clock at night, and we'll have all 16 CIML teams, boys and girls, playing 30-minute scrimmages. It'll be a fun day. Just bring your $5 to get in the door and come and have a good
time.
A
whole day of basketball.
Whole day. And there's plenty of food to eat there also.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. A whole day of round ball and all for a good cause. So, Amy Kroll, welcome to the News Hour. Great
to
have you here. Tell us a little bit about your services.
Sure.
What is it that you guys do?
So Community Youth Concepts was really started to provide service learning programming to young people in the hopes and expectation that they'll start to develop workforce development skills that will help them as they age and head into the workforce.
And what kind of workforce development skill? Like getting up on time, getting dressed in the right stuff?
Sure, all of that. So critical thinking skills, analytical thinking skills, the ability to work with one another, develop teamwork, you know, being able to negotiate, compromise, all of those tough skills, setting goals, et cetera.
Sure. Some would call those some soft skills as well.
Mm-hmm.
How old are the kids that you're working with?
So the vast majority of the students that we work with are middle school students.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have a couple of high school programs, and we have a program that reaches all the way to age 5.
Five?
Yes.
What kind of, I guess it is important to have negotiating skills at 5. Rather than crying, you can go ahead and say what you want, right?
Exactly.
So, and where are you located? How long have you been out there?
Give
us all those particulars
We started in 2008 when we really developed, we noticed there was a need here in the Des Moines metro area to really focus on the strengths of our young people and really help support them so they can be successful instead of coming in on the back end and providing those remediation skills. And so we started in 2008 to really start doing that here in the metro area. We are currently located on 1446 MLK Parkway.
Uh-huh.
It's the corner of Martin Luther King and Clark Avenue. We recently moved into that new facility, and we've been grateful to have the partnership with Kiwanis as they're going to help us replace our HVAC units.
That would be very nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would on a day like today.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Amy Krall, ladies and gentlemen, Youth Concepts. And I think that's an interesting thing that you would pick the opportunity to work with youth well in advance of any remedial things that they mm-hmm. might. So it's kind of nipping it in the bud before we get to that point. For the most part, when you say junior high kids, mm-hmm. Is that something I would have expected high school kids? But is this because they're more earlier in the workforce or what?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, developmentally, if we can reach them at fourth, fifth grade as they're heading into middle school, they're developing some of those skills before they hit the rough adolescent mm-hmm. teenage years. And so it's nice for them to have that solid grounding as they enter into that rough point of life. And frankly, they're just more available as well. You hit some of those high school students. Our high school students are overbooked and overcommitted. For the most part.
How do people get into the program?
So we work and partner with the schools. We're in 5 different school districts here in the metro area. We work in 19 different schools in total. So we have registration material that goes out through the schools. And then we have our community-based programs. There's 4 of them, like our little kids and our Quackers program. And they reach us through our website or which is www.cyconcepts.org to get
community
involved.
Youth Concepts. Amy Krall's with us. We're talking about her project, which enables young people to have a leg up as far as perhaps one day entering the workforce and knowing mm-hmm. how to respond back and forth to adults.
And Amy's really good at getting volunteers, but she always needs lots more to help in the program.
So what do volunteers do for you?
Sure. So we have volunteers who serve in our career-based mentoring program. So they are matched one-on-one with some of our youth who have specific career interests. We have them come in and talk about their specific occupation mm-hmm. in some of our groups, help alongside our students as they plan their service projects, and just help around the office as well.
Hmm. And I know I asked this before, but I'm just really curious. What background did you have before you came to this?
It's a great question. I actually spent 9 years in state government working for the Iowa Collaboration for Youth Development. So working with 10 different state agencies, providing training and technical assistance on best practices.
So you came with a little bit of knowledge about these things. Okay. Well, that helps to explain the entire reason is to why you're doing what it is that you're doing. Now, it's called the Basketball Jamboree, the 67th annual. It happens this Saturday out at West Des Moines at Valley. And boys and girls from CIML going to be there playing round ball all day.
Right. You can come out and scout your teams and see which ones you predict will
It's kind of pre-event. I mean, for many of the basketball teams, you can kind of see what they're going to be looking like and have fun at the same time.
Absolutely.
What kind of crowds do you get, Alan?
Well, it depends on who's playing and how famous the players are that are coming in. But we'll have 400 or 500 people there all day long in different games, so it keeps us hopping.
And a lot of volunteer person hours go into something like
this,
too.
Tremendous number of volunteers from the various Kiwanis clubs, and we appreciate all the help that we get from them, or we could never pull this
off. Absolutely. I understand that. Alan Green and Amy Krall, thank you both for coming in. It's the Basketball Jamboree, the 67th. That happens this Saturday over in Valley in West Des Moines. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Michael Caldwell and John Jacobin, who were in our first segment, for Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray, our program director is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. And the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Des Moines Radio Group Station.
KRMT.